Highway crews used chainsaws and bulldozers yesterday to clear away downed trees in central Oregon. ODOT's Peter Murphy says a powerful windstorm hit first near Warm Springs.
Now, we had crews moving through the area, so they were clearing them out as they could find them. But we were worried about what might happen with motorists, so we urged them not to come into the area until the wind died down.
That storm moved on to take down trees along Highway 20 and up on Mount Hood. Central Oregon was under a high wind advisory until 10 o'clock last night. St. Charles caregivers file a petition with the National Labor Relations Board asking for a decertification of the union. St. Charles administrators say the caregivers decided they did not want to have the Service Employees International Union Local 49 as their collective bargaining representative. CEO Jay Henry says they respect all the caregivers and their rights to choose when it comes to union representation, and negotiations with the SEIU will not impact patient care. St. Charles and the union will continue to negotiate the first-time contract during the decertification process. Maintenance workers at the Athletic Club of Bend found what appeared to be an explosive device on the grounds yesterday. Sergeant Greg Owens with the Bend Police Department says no one was in danger.
They found an old, it looks like to me, an old piece of military ordnance, small ordnance, like maybe a mortar round or something like that. Very corroded, been there a long time. They found it. They called us. We went in, basically cordoned off the area, called the OSP, Oregon State Police Bomb Squad out of Salem.
Owen says that bomb was found in a parking lot that is seldom used. He says they emailed a photo of the bomb to the Salem Bomb Squad, and they determined that it was indeed an inert pre-World War II mortar round, and they needed to come dispose of it. The Athletic Club of Bend was not evacuated, nor was it closed at any time. A dry canyon house that many consider to be the oldest building in Redmond could soon get new life. An article in the Bulletin says the building may have been built in 1905, 5 years before the city's incorporation, and may have served as a schoolhouse at one time. That discovery spared the building's demolition last year. Now planners say that with some repair, it could serve as a restaurant, a rental shop, and a meeting place for those using the city's largest park. The Parks Commission says they plan to offer the space to an interested vendor. State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend says there is a different atmosphere in Salem this session. She says more jobs bills seem to be getting through the process. That's a big contrast to last session when there was a lot of talk about jobs bills, but very few results.
I do think it's different tenor because I think we've kind of tried to spend some time working both sides of the aisle to get some concurrence on some of these bills.
Telfer says she has three jobs bills that could bring hundreds of jobs to Central Oregon. She says they're still alive, and she's optimistic that at least two of them will make it all the way through to the governor's desk. The Oregon legislature passes a bill guaranteeing no central taxation for Facebook and other companies that want to build data centers in enterprise zones. Representative Jason Conger of Bend says the enterprise zone is what lured Facebook and now another company to an area near Prineville.
The marquee companies that are now being attracted there, which include Facebook and just recently announced Apple.
Data centers are large buildings filled with computers for data storage. They're seen as a way to lure Fortune 500 companies and the jobs that come with them. Voters have been asked to approve a property tax increase to keep the Klamath County Jail from freeing suspects who then skip their court dates. Like many counties in Oregon's timber country, Klamath County has struggled to keep its law enforcement system intact in the face of declining revenue from the federal government's timber sales. It's now facing cuts in jail capacity. County commissioners earlier this week voted 2-1 to put the three-year levy on the May 15th ballot. That levy would raise $1.6 million a year. The owner of a $200,000 home, for example, would pay $80 a year. Opponents of the measure say residents just cannot afford the tax increase. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at KBND.com, and we'll get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.